We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So I was talking to my dad and my brother yesterday as part of a Zoom call, and we started talking about in the summertime, before we had driver's licenses, my mom went back to work, and so my brother and I were basically home with each other every day during the summer, and we played just a boatload of wiffle ball in my front yard. I mean, we were wiffle ball mavens. Now, I don't know if I can hold a candle to, from what I hear about the legendary Will Birchfield, who I think has put himself into the Wiffle Field Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard this.
Well, maybe I'm exaggerating Hall of Fame, but he'll take on any contenders. And so we started talking about ground rules that we had in our front yard, because we had kind of a small front yard and we had a tree right in the middle of it. Yeah. And so we were trying to come up with the ground rules that we played with to play on our particular wiffle ball field, which would be entirely different from whatever ground rules you'd have on yours, Stoney, or that anybody else would have on theirs for street hockey or football or basketball or whatever. So I was curious, 248-539-9797, ticket, text, or phone, your greatest ground rule that you came up with for your game, either when you were a kid, teenager, or whatever, for when you played. Rules that you had to maybe balance the playing field a little bit, or rules that you had to, you know, account for a pole that happened to be right in the middle of the field, or a street that happened to bisect your hockey court or field or whatever it was that you had. What was your ground rule from when you were a kid that you used that maybe nobody else did when you were playing your sport at your house? Again, 248-539-9797.
The only thing I remember, for wiffle ball and in the backyard, it was really on the side, but we had a big tree, and And on the right side next to my house, we had like an outdoor air conditioning unit that, you know, was our outdoor air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
And if you hit the air conditioning unit, even though it was technically in foul territory, it was a fair ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just kind of a gimmicky thing?
It was a quirk, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
So you could be, how far foul was it?
I don't remember, because, you know, when you think about, like, a lot of times when I go back to Philly and I'll drive past my old house, we used to also play in the cul-de-sac, and I used to think that there was, you know, we used to play football, baseball, everything in that cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And I used to think it was so big, and I drove by there a couple of years ago. It's like, oh, my God, it's tiny. You know, so I don't remember how far. Well, I imagine the wiffle ball field is very, very small, because we had a huge tree in the middle, too.
Yeah. In our front yard, part of the reason was we had a giant tree. So line drives to center field would often be cut down by the tree. And if the ball was in the tree, if it got stuck in the tree, then, yeah, you'd stop play. But usually it would just kind of trickle down the tree. And so we put into play, I'm sure some people played wiffle ball where if you picked up the ball and threw it and hit the person, the person was out. We didn't do that. But what we did is there was a small tree at one point, and then we actually built a sign in front of the tree with, like, you know, a hockey stick and a piece of wood, maybe 10 by 10. That became the first baseman. So you could pick the ball up, throw it, and if you hit the base before the person got to first base, they were out. So it theoretically made ground balls live balls. And if it wasn't just as simple as if the ground ball got past you, they were alive at first base, or they were safe at first base. You had to make the throw, but we did allow for the chance to make the throw.
I remember also at street hockey sometimes, if you took a shot and it hit the goalie and it like went way past the goal, because it went off the goalie last, you took over, you know, instead of having a face-off, you just took the ball behind the other team's net.
Oh, yeah.
And if you just shot it wide and it went all the way out, the other team took over behind their own net, basically.
So that makes sense.
There was no other face-offs.
248-539-9797. My friend Brad had a tennis court. Yes, Brad. Brad had a nice house. Brad had a tennis court, and we played a lot of wiffle ball on his tennis court. You had to hit a home run to score runs.
Ah, I get
so that. You get to the bases loaded and hit a single. And the single would—that's great—and it would move runners up, but they didn't score any runs. They didn't score unless you hit a home run, or you could walk bases in too. You could walk runners.
It wasn't an out though, like bases loaded, single, one out. It's still over the place. Okay, a couple quickies on the ticket text before we go to the phones. Tim and Taylor, we had a small fence triangle, 18 by 18, in center field. If you hit it into the triangle, the game was over. You won.
What if you wanted to play, though?
I don't know. My best ground rule was wiffle ball in our backyard. We had a small above-ground pool and right. If you hit it in the pool, it was a home run. But if you dove in and made the catch, it was an out. That's Jack in Davidson. Let's go to Detroit.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Detroit.
That is totally awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
I can see the great catches you make. Khalid.
Yeah.
What's up, Khalid?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Yeah,
hey,
we had a ground rule where my neighbor had a German Shepherd. So if you hit it over there, it's an automatic out. And then you had to go get the ball also. So we would have to distract the dog in the front of the yard while you jumped the fence.
Sounds like the Sandlot, right?
I was going to say, did you play in the Sandlot?
Who was your...
No, it was in the backyard.
Thanks for the call. God.
Dogs
eating wiffle balls. I could see that being a problem. Let's go to Chelsea. Robert, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, thanks. Back in the late 60s, we basically had two-on-two wiffle ball, which we called booming bat. And if you hit the ball into a shrub, of which my dad had many, you could go into the shrub as the outfielder, pull it out, and the batter would be out.
So if you just pulled it out, even though you didn't catch it on the fly, it was out?
You didn't catch it on the fly. If it got caught in the shrub, you could actually extricate the ball, and the guy would be out. So the shrubs were effectively outfielders.
So basically, it's like you're playing in Wrigley. The ball's stuck in the ivy. You take the ball out of the ivy, and the guy's out.
The guy's out. Or you could catch a foul ball off the roof of the house, and you'd wait for that ball to come off across the gutter. If you caught it, the batter was out.
Not bad.
You know, I think, now that I think about it, I think we had the same rules about the shrubs. Because in our shrubs, sometimes the ball would hit, and it would start to trickle down the shrubs. And if you reach, and you couldn't tell if it, you know, it was kind of like Plinko, right? It could go one way, left or right. But if you found a way to catch it coming off the shrubs, I think it wasn't out. I'm going to have to text my brother that and find out today.
Let's say hello to Don in New Boston. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
We used to, we lived on a busy street, so we couldn't play curb baseball. So the breezeway had a small brick wall there. So we would bounce the ball off the brick wall, off the house. If it went over the picnic table, it was a double. If it went over the gas grill, it was a home run. The whole story was I wasn't supposed to be playing on that brick wall. But we'd make that brick wall a target pitch. So we'd throw strikes and all that. Well, the one day, it was also my practice for my hockey stick. I took and I hit the ball. It went through the window of the door. My mom said, "We're not going to tell Dad about this because you're not supposed to be doing it. Let's get the window fixed." He wouldn't have found out till later that evening when the dog stuck its head through the window. So what we were supposed to, I almost made it because I knew that we were going to get the window fixed the next day, but the dog, he's the one that let me out, so...
That's a great story, Don. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.